Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where we tell the stories of local businesses and services. I'm Randy Bushover, and if there is a business or service you'd like to hear featured, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Dave Macro, who is VP with AMP Interior Construction. And right there, Dave, we'll have you tell us a little bit about the history of AMP, how long you guys been in business, and what is it that you do?
So AMP Interior Construction, we are a division of a larger company, which people may know our name of Millington Lockwood. So Millington Lockwood, I'll start there, has been in business in the Buffalo market for 135 years, focused on commercial office furniture. Millington Lockwood, the name comes from, he was the founder of the company, who started it back in 1884. Where AMP Construction fits in is we are a division. So what that means is we are focused on interior prefabricated construction, where the Millington Lockwood side of our business focuses on commercial interiors, office furniture, items like that. So we're a bit different. And the reason that why we have split off with our own separate company with AMP is that what we do has nothing to do with furniture. What we're doing is construction. We're going to the ceiling. The only difference is that it's made in a factory, and we bring it out and we put it in.
It's literally just ceilings or walls and that sort of thing, the whole thing?
It's so from a product standpoint, it's glass walls, it's solid walls, it's modular power, it is a millwork, it is also going to be a raised floor system. And it really what the focus of the company and what the product is focusing on and where our name comes from is what we're doing is that we are speeding up construction. There's forces out inside the commercial construction world that are causing, I guess, some pain, I guess is the best way to describe it. And the major driver of that is the shrinking labor force from the trades that we have. We cannot find electricians, plumbers. They're just not there. When you read a lot of the statistics from the industry, you see that a lot of the trades are disappearing. The average age of a construction worker right now is in their late 40s to early 50s. So they're retiring and they're leaving the industry at a rate that we're not replacing them. So kind of, again, an industry statistic that gets used is, you know, for every four that are retiring right now, only one is coming out of a trade school to replace them. So it's being harder and harder and harder on the commercial side of construction to find people to do the work. So that's where this type of product comes into play, is that we don't have the local labor force to do the work that we need to get done. What if we shifted that work into a factory where we can make the walls, we can do the electrical, we can do it, and then bring it out and require less labor on site to put it up? So that's helping relieve the overall pressure that our whole industry is starting to feel.
So a bunch of ways I can go with this, and let me just pick up with the topic we're on right now, talking about that labor force and the issues within the industry. So do you still have the need for people to have a certain amount or breadth of knowledge to do the work that you do?
Yeah, absolutely. And we still need tradesmen. We still need carpenters. We still need glazers. That's the type of level of competency that we need, which, again, is a little bit different from the furniture side of our business. The furniture, it's you're putting parts and pieces together. What we're doing, yes, the product is made in a factory and it's coming out, but you still need a skill level. You're still touching the hard construction of the building, so you need some sort of level of competency to be able to do that.
And you had touched on the notion of modular power. Just explain what that entails.
So roughly, it's still electrical power, but it's a modular system. So it's a UL tested closed system. So when it comes out, it's plug and play. So you're basically going to just plug it together. So in theory, you know, because it's a UL tested system, you don't need an electrician to put it in. That I say that in theory, but you know, there's a lot of factors that come into play with that. You know, a lot of unions will have a say in that. Inspectors will have things to say about that. So it's not that's the selling point of it. The selling point of it is that what you're doing, again, is you when you watch an electrician and what they're doing on a job site, you're pushing a lot of their labor, you know, kind of their time-consuming labor and putting it into a factory. So when the product comes out, I still need the electrician. They still need to put the power in. They still need to run the wires. It's all pre-tested. It's ready to go. They just basically lay it into place. They still have to do their wiring inside of certain pieces, but it simplifies what they need to do. So again, it's going to relieve the pressure on them when on a project they may have, I don't know, let's say five electricians to go out on the project to do it, but by using our solution, they may they only need two. So they have just either relieved the pressure of they didn't have the other three people to do the work anyways, or they now can take the other three people and put them on another project, you know, so they can, you know, increase their productivity that way.
And just so I understand and the listeners understand too exactly the extent of what you do, examples of how this works. So I'm assuming you're like building particular rooms. Are these for residential application or for commercial business applications or both?
Right now we are in the commercial market. So our three vertical markets are commercial, so office, commercial space. There's a huge component when it comes to healthcare, and also a huge component when it comes to the educational market. I think the healthcare and the education, it boils down to, in healthcare, what we can do, we can speed up the construction cycle. If you're a healthcare facility and we can build your space out and we can deliver it, say, 30 days faster. So now your space can open. You're open 30 days more, and if you start to calculate, you know, if I have a patient room and a healthcare facility can, you know, a certain amount of revenue per day by having a patient in that room. If you add that up by 30 rooms and by 30 days, that becomes a lot of money very quickly. So just by us being able to impact the construction schedule by being able to shorten it, that's a huge impact. And then also on the healthcare side, when you look at how our product is made, there's a structural frame and then there's tiles that snap into it. So you have the ability to pull these tiles off of the wall to get inside of the wall to do anything that you want anytime that you need to do it. So again, it's making these day two costs a lot simpler. So you don't have to come in and shut a room down for 3 days to repair a scratch in the wall or repair a hole in the wall or cut a new hole. It's very simple. It speeds things up and it puts that room back online so the healthcare facility then can put another patient into it. On the educational side, you know, school ends on a certain day and it starts on a certain day. You have defined schedules and you can't go over. School, the students are coming on this day and that's it. So we have the ability, again, being able to control that schedule, to shorten that schedule that, you know, when school ends, we can start doing our work and we can pretty much guarantee that we'll be done at the end of it because, again, we can control our labor better, we can control our costs better, and we can control the schedule better by, again, bringing things from a factory. That's the one thing that when you're talking factory-built product, it gives you better control of those items.
Speaking with Dave Macro, who is VP for AMP Interior Construction, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Probably should add that, again, AMP Interior Construction, as we mentioned, an affiliate of Millington Lockwood Incorporated now. And just again, so I have it in my mind, because my mind is just working a little squirrely, apparently, today. So this is stuff you actually do physically at the site. It's not like you do your work at your place of business and then somehow lift this pre-made building to the site.
So the factory, when I say the factory, I should have mentioned that earlier. So the factory is going to come from one of three locations. So we don't manufacture it here at our offices here in Buffalo. It's going to come from either Savannah, Georgia, Calgary, Alberta, or Phoenix, Arizona. So those are the three factories where the actual product is made itself. So when it gets delivered to us, they're on big tractor trailers, and then our team will come in and basically offload it and then put it into the space.
Kind of as simply as snapping it together or much more involved?
In a simple sense, yes. It's a big, I say Legos, you know, because it's parts and pieces being snapped together, but it's obviously not going to look like a Lego. You know, when it's finished, you know, it looks like a fairly finished space. And we have a track record now in Buffalo of projects that we've done you've probably seen that you didn't know you were looking at it. So it doesn't look like it's a pre-manufactured product. You know, one of the when I talk about pre-manufactured construction, this is not a new idea. It's been in the industry 50, 60 years. It's just one of the downsides that people have always thought of is like, well, it's glorified furniture and it's ugly and I don't want it. So they understand the solution because it makes perfect sense. So like, oh, if I make my life simpler and it goes in simpler, I have flexibility, I can move it. That's great, but it looks ugly, I don't want it. So when you look at our product, the one thing you will say, it's not ugly. You know, so I encourage anybody to go in, you know, to our website and take a look at it so you can see, you know, what the product looks like.
The other question I had for you, with the title of vice president, people assume you're office-bound doing a lot of paperwork. You actually get a chance to get out on-site and actually get involved hands-on with some of these things, make house calls, I guess, for lack of a better word?
For my role, I mean, I do get out to the job site, but usually when I'm on the job site, it's rather dangerous. I have a team that helps me support this. I'm not by myself doing this. So as far as our team that we have two interior designers that work on our team. So what they're doing is they're inputting the design intent from the architect. We're not the architects, we're not the designers, but what we're doing is we're taking their designs and we're putting it into our software. You know, one of the things that I didn't mention earlier, but generates all of this, this is driven by technology. And again, and that's one of the things about construction industry is that we're very slow to embrace technology. You're starting to see it now by certain things that are coming in from the design side with, you know, BIM software and Revit software that have increased on the design side. But when you're actually looking at technology of how things get done, estimating, you know, we're still kind of antiquated on how we do it. We're still working off of spreadsheets and, you know, software. We're inputting data into it. We have a software called ICE that generates all of this. And what ICE is in our interior designers are putting it into the computer, it is, it's all based on Java. You know, the software, it's gaming software is basically what it is. So it's your Xbox but for construction, or your PlayStation for construction. So when they draw a line in that computer, it's doing a whole bunch of things. So it's a line in the computer, it's the graphic, we see it. With the push of a button, I can render it, I can see it. With another push of a button, I can create a fly-through of the space. I can now put the client or the or whoever into the space, they can see what it looks like. With another push of a button, then I can tell you what it costs. And those are true actual today costs, where on the construction side, we budget. We think it's going to be $20 a square foot to build it. I can give actual costs. And then the last thing that it's doing is when we push that button, it is setting all the manufacturing back at the factory. So when we send that order in, it's automatically going into their system. They are then doing their due diligence and setting the CNC machines. So one of the things that we deliver is speed. So when I say all of this, you know, that product, when I place the order, that product is back into our hands in the parking lot ready to go into your building in 3 to 4 weeks. You know, so that's the speed, and actually we could not do that without this software. So that's what our interior designers are doing. We also then have a director of pre-construction that works on the whole design to get the product set up with the designers, with the contractors, and then we have two project managers that will actually be on site that are doing the day-to-day business. So my role is to stay out of their way.
And I'm given to understand that AMP Interior Construction's approach is considered disruptive to conventional methods of construction. Is there an explanation for all that?
Well, I think what it is that, you know, to make this understandable, you have to look at your project kind of as a holistic sense. You know, my product, you know, when you compare it to a you know, let's just take a wall. If you're going to compare it to typically how we build now is a wall of drywall, it's a fairly inexpensive way to build. When you think about it, drywall is a technology that got invented in, you know, 1900. You know, so we're dealing with a technology that's it's rather old, and it hasn't really changed much, you know, over the, you know, last 120 years. So our industry has been set up that way. So what we're asking you to do is think in a different way. So when you're starting to estimate the project, you have to look at the schedule in a whole different sense. So when we say that we're disruptive, we're asking people to look at how they're going to put their project together, to do their budgets, do their schedules. They're going to have to do it in a different way for all this to make sense and to, you know, to be cost effective too. So I think that is how we're, you know, disruptive to the industry. And that's kind of the, not I'm going to say it's a struggle, but that's kind of what we're doing on a daily basis to try to educate the industry on, if you're going to look at our product, here's the advantages that we bring. But to make this work, you've got to look at it in a different way.
And you had mentioned earlier about designers. Is this something that you have a need for currently at your place of business, at AMP Interior Construction?
As far as designers?
Yeah, you mentioned that, well, that's part of the team that you guys have working for you, and kind of also folding back into what we had talked about earlier about the need for the skilled tradespeople. Mm-hmm. Is that something you have a continuous need for, or are you fine with the people that you have working for you now?
Right now, from a design standpoint, we're fine with the people that we have. Now, as hopefully our business grows, yes, then we're going to have to add. I can only have my designers do so much work. What I'm currently, I don't want to say struggling, but if you have the need for it, not just me, I think it's all of our industry when it comes to the trades, the skilled labor force, carpenters, things like that, to be able to put my product in. That is the hardest thing for us to find right now.
So next step then, what is the potential for growth in what you do? Obviously, you've got a pretty decent base right now with the work that you do. As you mentioned, just as a small example, the medical field with some of the offices, things like that.
So the growth is huge. You know, that's why we're excited about this business. Because when you look at the interior construction market, I mean, it's a billions and billions of dollar industry, you know, and that's where we're at. And when you look at what we are here locally, and when you look at the manufacturer that we use, Dirt, when you look at that as a global, you know, we're just a sliver. of what this is. So the growth potential is very large. And we think that our solution, when you stop and you take a look at it, we do think this is the future of how construction is going to be done. Again, when you read all the industry white papers and things, you know, the construction industry is very poor in productivity. You know, there's a study that I use all the time. When you go back and you look at productivity in the U.S., going back to 1964, all of the industries are up 153%. You know, and how does that happen? People just aren't working harder. They embrace technology. They improve how they do things, whatever it is. If it's making cars, if it's making refrigerators, whatever it is, they figure out how to do it better. But our industry, construction, is down 19%. You know, so we just haven't changed. We have not embraced technology, but that is slowly starting to change, and that's where we fit in. You know, we're embracing this technology, this gaming software, bringing it into the construction world. We're then harnessing the power of manufacturing, being able to build the product quicker, faster, and more, you know, I don't know, and then get it to the job site, and then put it up. So that's the future, I think, of how this is going to go, and a lot of it has to do with the forces of the shrinking labor force and all the things I mentioned earlier.
Well, Dave, very insightful. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
That's Dave Macgrove, VP for AMP Interior Construction, now an affiliate of Millington Lockwood Incorporated. You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.